Travel World.
This is Willem Backus.
And I'm Stephen Pickford.
And on today's Travel World Report, we're talking about Mr. New England himself.
Manny Witt is the president of the New England Tourism Center based in Montreal, the man responsible for getting Canadians interested in traveling to the six New England states. And if there's ever a man who lived, breathed, and ate New England, this is the man.
I thought I was the guy who ate my way through New England, yet Manny Witt had an idea whereby he would help the travel suppliers of New England market themselves within Canada and also bringing foreign visitors.
If you see a Canadian registered van from Quebec driving down the highways and byways of New England, it's invariably going to be Manny Witt picking up brochures, distributing brochures, speaking to the people who run the restaurants, inns, hotels, attractions, getting to know the people of New England, and then coming back to Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, spreading the word about the wealth of attractions and things there are to see and do in New England.
One of the private jokes we have is that at the Big E in Springfield, Massachusetts, on the Avenue of the States, where they have replicas of the six New England state capitol buildings, there would be Manny Witt House.
In recognition of all the work that he's done over the years, people always have been coming to New England for great food, for the summertime adventures on the beach on the Atlantic coast, and to the campgrounds, hunting, fishing, a lot of things to see and do in New England. Manny Witt is getting that word out, and for that he's referred to on his website, ne-tc.com. He's the Master of Maine, the Messiah of Massachusetts, the Nobleman of New Hampshire, the Viscount of Vermont, the Regent of Rhode Island, and the Count of Connecticut.
That's Manny Witt. One man can make a difference.
Travel World will continue.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite, all the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down, get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Travel World.
This is the Travel World Report. I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
Today we're talking about Maria Miles.
What a lovely lady, and she lives, breathes, eats, sleeps the entire north of Boston area.
One of the nice things about Maria is Maria takes Salisbury into her heart and soul, and she's done such a good job that Paul Cellucci, in his last act of governor, renamed the Massachusetts Welcome Center on the 95 the Maria Miles Welcome Center.
So if you've ever traveled down Interstate 95 and wondered who Maria Miles was, well, now you know, the president of the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce and the lady who responsible for getting the word out on the entire north of Boston area.
Well, especially Maria, one of the other things is she gets things done in the area. Restoration of churches, buildings, really lending a very classy appearance to it. She's responsible for clearing up the beach area. Salisbury Beach, Mass. Is one of the most beautiful beaches I have been to in New England, largely because of Maria.
And when you go to the beach, you're more than happy to be just 2 feet away from the beach, it seems. You park for a reasonable fee, and on the beach you go, which we've been to so many beach destinations in Florida and the Carolinas, and you've got to walk miles and miles from your car.
Yeah.
That try to charge you an arm and a leg for the cost of the parking. Go to Salisbury. It's the way things were in the 50s.
And that's because of what Maria does. We're talking about the very best of the 50s. It's truly a fun place to go, and it's inexpensive. $3 gives you a full day parking, and you're like 2 feet from the beach.
Walking around Salisbury Beach, you're also struck by the security presence. This day and age, when people are worried about their safety, you can't ask for a friendlier and more helpful police force
than the Salisbury Police Force. Thank you, Maria Miles. That's another Travel World Report with Willem Backus
and Stephen Pickford.
Join us again. This has been a NASCAR marketing production.